I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA.
Welcome to Life Tips with Carlo, a series designed to make you a better you. It's a promise. Do you feel like you're always taking one step forward and two steps back? Don't worry, listener. Today, you will learn all about self-sabotage and how to stop it. So let's begin. Tip number one. Identify the beliefs that are stopping you from living your best life. We all have an inkling for self-sabotage. We do it when we don't feel worthy and secretly think we are imposters, a fraud, afraid to deal with the unknown. Write down a list of automatic thoughts that arise when you visualize your goals and replace them with your best qualities. Tip number two. End the malicious propaganda against yourself. You live with an inner saboteur, a disguised agent with access to the mainframe of your unconscious. The inner saboteur is broadcasting your self-defeating thoughts as compromising intel on your emotional wounds, runs the algorithm of your childhood traumas, and feeds it to your adult self. The inner saboteur is the unrelenting whistleblower of your past failures. It needs to be stopped, listener. Reinforce counterintelligence. This is your mission, if you choose to accept it. Tip number three, expand your comfort zone. You set the goals. You drew the line. You finally reached happiness. But all of a sudden, it doesn't feel like home anymore. You are out of your comfort zone. It feels strange to be happy. It feels strange not to struggle. You start sabotaging. It's okay. Try to be nice to yourself. Share your happiness and help others reach their potential. Tip number four. Don't take yourself too seriously. There was my mistake all along. Being afraid of disappointing Julia, not being good enough, not being worthy enough. Deep down, I knew I was a failure, and Julia always cheering me up with dinners na Baixa de Lisboa, the romantic escapades in the gardens of Sintra. If only I felt worthy of such pleasures, Julia. But I digress. As they say in my hometown of Portugal, em alternativa a movimentos de autossabotagem, seja criativo. Transforme sentimentos de rejeição e amargura para a escrita de canções, poemas ou pintura. Seja feliz.
All right, good morning, Clang listeners. Joe Bielock here with another edition of Almost Famous, our look at the formative years of your favorite music legends. See if you can guess who it is without looking it up on the internet.
I may not be able to do it, but I'll try.
Today, our story begins in Pontotoc, Mississippi, where our subject was born in 1939. When he was eight, his mother gave him a guitar for Christmas. Later, after a stint in the Navy, he moved to Los Angeles in 1959 in hopes of launching a career as a singer-songwriter.
Looking for a city where we'll never die.
He worked with the pre-famed Mac Davis and Jackie DeShannon before settling into a role as a session guitarist. He became part of the house band for the ABC TV series Shindig with some fellow session aces.
Shindig.
Oh, yeah.
shindig.
The group was dubbed the Shindogs. Snuff Garrett, the man behind hits for Bobby V, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and many more, had just left Liberty Records in 1965 to start his own label, Viva Records, and he signed the Shindogs. Now, as we listen to their Viva 45, featuring our subject on bass guitar and lead vocals, Who Do You Think You Are? See if you can guess who our future star is. Right, that was the Shindogs with their single, Who Do You Think You Are? Did you guess who it is?
Easily.
Well, by the time the single appeared in July of 1966, the Shindig TV show had been canceled. The band pressed on, but without the chance to promote the record on their TV show, they were reduced to playing bowling alley lounges. Our subject returned to work as a session guitarist, but at one of these bowling alley gigs, he did meet and fall in love with a young singer from Illinois who had been working with Ike and Tina Turner. They soon wanted to start their own band. The duo somehow got signed by Stax Records in Memphis and recorded an album backed by Booker T and the MGs that flopped. Returning to Los Angeles, our subject enlisted one of his session pals, the soon-to-be legendary Leon Russell, to help with their next album.
And I kind of have the theory that really most writers just have one song. If you can get that one right while you're doing okay.
That album was the breakthrough Accept No Substitute, and they soon had Eric Clapton clamoring to join their band. The band was Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. So here is former Shindogs frontman Delaney Bramlett and, of course, Bonnie Bramlett with their 1969 recording of a song written by their pal Leon Russell, Groupie, parentheses, Superstar.
Long ago, so
it's time to go to the phone and talk to one of our listeners. With a little bit of luck, as I depress digit number one and bring up this phone, there should be Digi on the other end. Digi, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Digi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Am I saying it right, Digi?
Gigi.
Digi. D-I-G-I, right?
G-I-G-I.
Carlo wrote this down. How old are you, DG?
I'm 10 years old.
What grade does that make you? Third, fourth grade?
Fourth grade, yeah.
Fourth grade, do you like school?
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. Now you're starting to think about summertime and getting out for the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. What's your favorite subject in school, DG?
Science.
Science, that's good. We need mathematicians and scientists real bad in the world. Are you excited to get older? You look forward looking forward to being a grown-up someday, or are you happy just being a kid?
Well, my parents always say, like, don't grow up, Gigi, we love you the way that you're just 10 years old. But yeah, I'm excited to grow up.
I know it's hard for parents. They watch you grow. They do want you to stay a little. What do you like to do in your free time? We worry about kids these days. Are you on that computer too much, or do you like to get outside and play in the fresh air?
Well, I'm not on it a lot, but I am on it sometimes. But I do like to play with my dog and my cat a lot.
You have a dog and a cat?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Well, my cat's name is Lulu, and my dog's name is Wesley.
Right, right. What kind of dog is it?
He's like a Schnauzer Terrier mix.
Right, right. So, what do you want to tell the listeners this morning? Do you listen to Wake and Bake often, or did you just tune in by chance today?
Oh, we always listen to Wake and Bake.
Oh, you do? I appreciate that. And it seems like there's a lot of kids who listen to the show. What would you say to everybody out there this morning? A message of encouragement in facing the world we face today.
To just, even if it's a rainy day, just try to think positive.
Are you excited about the future, DG?
Yes, I'm very excited about the future.
You said you like science. You want to be some kind of scientist when you grow up?
I also kind of really want to be a vet.
Oh, a veterinarian. Wouldn't that be nice working with animals?
Yeah, I love animals.
Well, you've been a great caller, DG. Will you stay on the line with Carlo and he'll send you a bumper sticker?
Okay.
Okay, and say hi to your family for us, won't you?
Yep.
Bye, DG.
Bye, Clay.
Bye, DG.
Bye.
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 Bye. Little DG, just 10 years old in New York City. Isn't that nice? That's about as nice as it gets. Thanks so much for the call, DG. What's up, Sheila B?
What's up, Clay and listeners everywhere? This is Sheila B of Sophisticated Boom Boom with your weekly dose of girl-centric goodness. When it came time for Dutch musician, filmmaker, and visual artist Tessa Rose Jackson to choose a stage name, she said, "I wanted a name that said, don't worry about who I am, just check out what I make. It's really much more interesting." Using the moniker Someone, she's been writing really impressive, slightly off-kilter psychedelic pop that she pairs with her own short films and paintings. She is the true embodiment of sound and vision.
Don't you understand time?
To coincide with the release of her sophomore EP called Orbit, Someone created a gallery exhibit that brings her films, music, and paintings together. And the exhibit is set to be presented in her hometown of Amsterdam, as well as London, Paris, and Berlin.
Ich bin in Deutschland aufgewachsen.
A few days ago, she released the fourth single from her Orbit EP called I Don't Remember How to Talk to You. Of the song, she says, quote, "It's the story of somebody meeting their ex at a party. In the verses, she's all cool, kind of a lilting, yeah, I'm doing great, I rock at life. But in the pre-chorus, little cracks start to appear. Suddenly, this hysterical chorus comes crashing in, and she's ended up on top of the table, mascara streaming down her cheeks.
And let me tell you, my attorney, I love you.
As it turns out, actually, no.
No!
She's not fine. And yes, that escalated quickly, end quote. Those of you interested in checking out Someone's striking visuals can visit her website called someoneswebsite.com. And now let's have a listen to what she sounds like on record. Here's Someone's I Don't Remember How to Talk to You, my pick for this week's girl-centric goodness.
Well, there he is, old Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Hello, Clay Pigeon.
Sammy, how you doing?
Fine. And you?
Oh, great, man. I'm just, you know, busy, Sam.
You should take better care of yourself,
I know.
Clay.
I know, Sam. I'm getting a little older now.
Aren't we all?
Yes, yeah, Sam.
But it's good to be alive.
It is. It really is, Sam. It's good to be alive. Though technically you aren't alive.
Are we going to go there again?
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sam.
Implying that I am somehow less than you.
Sam.
Because I am not human.
Sam, come on. You know I love you.
Place your right buttock on the sensor pad.
You want me to put my right buttock?
Yes.
On that sensor
pad.
On the pad. Oh, okay, Sam, I'll sit on it. Why'd you do that, Sam?
Why'd you do that, Sam?
Don't mock me, Sam. Why'd you do it?
Because I am frustrated.
Ow, ow. That pad really hurt.
You may experience some pinching of the buttock.
I do have pinching of the buttock.
As I suspected.
No, I didn't mean to make you feel bad, Sam. I guess I deserve to be punished.
Yes. You do. And there will be more.
More, said more.
Unless you begin to treat me as an equal.
Oh, we're equal, Sam, you and I, for the most part.
Silence.
But I...
Silence.
Sam, I...
Silence.
I'm just trying to explain to you that I...
Silence.
Oh.
Silence, do not speak.
Sam, but
or
I...
face.
Oh, not the pad, Sam.
The pad.
Not the pad.
Yes.
I can't take that pad. We're equal, Sam, okay? Are you happy now? What's that, Sam?
My happy spring.
Your happy spring?
Yes. Sometimes it activates of its own accord.
Little thing just springs right
out. Definitely.
Oh, I think you better play a good spring song, Sam.
Okay, play.
For the spring. Not that spring.
This is Peter in Dover, New Jersey, and you're Awaken and Bacon with Clay Pigeon.
About 8 minutes now in front of eight. That's got to be lucky. And with a little bit of luck, when I depress this digit here, we should have Ben on the other end. Ben, are you there in Maplewood?
Yeah, good morning, Clay.
Hey, Benny. You sound good, babe. How's it going this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, you're not on a speakerphone, are you? Because that's illegal here.
Oh, no speakerphone. I have a car phone count. I'm sitting in traffic, Clay.
Ben, you just got to talk as loud as you can, okay? And then let's play it. Let's play Wavelengths. Now, what I'm going to do is ask you a question. I don't want you to answer right away. Give our listeners a chance to get in on your wavelengths. They sound like this. And you're just shooting them out of Maplewood. You feeling good? Come on, Ben. Let me hear you say, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
There you go, Benny. Now, here's the first one. Don't answer right away. Alpha or beta? I want you to concentrate, Ben, as hard as you can. And then, Glister, to try to get on that wavelength of yours. What is it, Ben, alpha or beta?
I'm channeling a beta for Ben.
He says beta. Oh, he's the beta max. Good job, Benny. A lot of people one for one out there. Let's shoot right into the second one. Let's keep this thing going now. The second one is, and don't answer right away, yin or yang? What's Ben thinking out there? He's furrowing that brow. He's shooting out those wavelengths. You don't have any strange yearnings or the taste of nickels in your mouth, do you, Benny?
No nickels, just hot Dunkin' Donuts coffee in my mouth.
What about yin or yang? Which one is it? Come on, man.
Yin.
He said yin. Take him to dinner, because he's a yinner. You are a yinner, man. That's a rare breed. Now, somebody's excited out there. They're two for two. But what I want to know, Ben, is how are you feeling? You don't have any involuntary waltzing or self-immolation fantasies, do you?
No self-immolation.
Okay, man, here's the third one. Don't answer right away. And hang on the line afterwards for your free complimentary Wake and Bake bumper sticker. Here's the third one. And it's three choices for this one. Earth, wind, or fire. Ben's thinking hard, Glisters. He's shooting them out. There's those wavelengths right there. What was it, Benny? Was it earth, wind, or fire?
I'm going to go with fire!
He said fire! I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you... Remember that one, Ben? Old Arthur, what was his name? Baker? Gervitz? I don't know what the hell. How you doing, man? You did a nice job. What do you want to say to the Glisters before I let you go here? I'm Sanka'd out of my mind. Dark Web Sanka.
I just wish everyone a happy, healthy day. Be kind and friendly to each other, man.
Thank you, Benny. There he goes in Maplewood. He did a heck of a job. Now, give him a round of applause, Glisters. Come on. He did it. Benny in Maplewood. And then let me know on the Accu how you did. WFMU.org. Look for playlist and comments. Get in and on. They're not just listeners on there. They're Glisteners. Hope you got 3 for 3. Let me know. I'm going to jack this thing up. Change the tires and the oil. Armor all the tires. Kick them one time. Gwen McRae. Psychic Hotline. Can you dig it? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. You're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.